Vicky Detman, V-I-C-K-I, last name D-E-T-T-M-A-N, 123-13. Vicky's here today in follow-up regarding low back pain. She has large fibroids, and because her pain typically occurs during her menstrual cycle, I referred her to gynecology. They recommended she also have her back evaluated to make sure there's not a musculoskeletal component. Vicky does not have radicular pain. She'll have 1 or 2 days of very sharp and excruciating pain that occur during her menstrual cycle. She's had large fibroids that are getting gradually bigger. She is still on OCP, and we discussed that diminishing her hormone load would likely be helpful. She could wean the OCP and see if the pain is helpful, but we could also do further evaluation on the back, as she does have DJD in the C-spine and shoulder. She has no other provocative or palliative factors, but she has had an episode of severe pain since her last visit that, again, happened during her cycle and without musculoskeletal or activity provocation. It resolved within 48 hours or so. No other complaints. Objective vital signs stable, general pleasant appropriate female, no acute distress. Cardiovascular extremities pink and well perfused. Lungs work of breathing normal. Musculoskeletal gait is even. Strength is 5 of 5 in the lower extremities, which are symmetric, and have no gross neurologic deficit. X-rays of the L-spine is obtained. There's very minimal DJD at L4-5, 5-1, no major osteophytes or loss of disc space noted. Pelvic ultrasound is reviewed, again, demonstrating fibroids. Assessment, episodic low back pain occurring during periods in patient with fibroids. Plan, PT is recommended. She'd like her husband to have a vasectomy, so he'll look into that, and once he's had it, she'll stop birth control to see if that's also helpful. If her pain does not improve with PT, we'll look into MRI. Note that she's ambivalent about having a hysterectomy to treat the fibroids, and we discussed that there are less definitive but also less invasive procedures that might be helpful. She wants to spend some time thinking about those options before proceeding, and I think that's reasonable. Follow up at fasting CPEX in 6 weeks or so.